Aloha, this is Michael with Superhero Training, Genesis Training. Got a question from Sarah about noise. So she says, how do I cope with noise? It's not external, it's that I suddenly begin picking up more and more frequency noise and thought form noise. It's making me feel quite deaf. So it's a very interesting question. So, inner noise. As we become more spiritually awake and aware, we begin to notice things that we didn't notice before. So, as you become more sensitive, you start to kind of go, hang on a minute, I've got all these thoughts in my head, all these different noises. All of those things were there before. In most cases, nothing actually has changed except your awareness of what is going on. It's kind of like there might be a nice, pleasant sound, like we have a river here. But if it's raining, we can't hear the river until it stops raining. Then you hear it really loud. And the more it rains and then it stops, then there's more water coming down the river and it sounds even more. When the waves are big, even though the waves are a little bit away from this house, we can hear the waves clearly in the early morning hours. But later on, when there's people around and things, you can't hear them because there's other sounds. So what's happening is that those noises that were already there are now much more obvious to you than they were before. So just first of all, understand that nothing really is different. It's just that you are conscious of what is happening. So, what are you going to do about this new observation that you have, this new consciousness? Because I've been meditating half my life, and been working with people all over the world, this has come up actually quite a lot. And often people think they're going mad. I think, oh my God, before I started doing all this, I felt everything was all right. Now it's just all crazy, crazy, crazy. Really, it's not crazy, crazy, crazy. It's just we're aware of crazy, crazy, crazy inside of us. It was always there anyway. So, what I recommend that you do is, first of all, realize clearly what's going on, that these things were there before and you're more aware of them. Also, as you become spiritually evolved, your dark side or your lower self, your ego, comes to attack you. So things will even get worse than they are. Just need to be aware of that. So I recommend that you do more meditation so that you learn to calm your mind and relax your body. Because once you start to feel relaxed and those beautiful bliss chemicals start pumping through your body and your brain goes into theta waves and delta waves, you start to just really relax. And relaxation takes a lot of those frequencies and noises out because it kind of purifies and cleans things. So do more meditations to help you relax. And the other thing is to stay busy. To stay busy, because if you are looking at your negative thoughts or your sounds in your mind, and you're just sitting there or lying down and going, oh my God, what's going on? What's going on? It's going to get worse and worse and worse because you're paying attention to something. So it's good to do meditation to calm it down consciously. So when you're noticing things, if you can, calm down and allow that to happen. But if you can't, if you're not in a position where you can do meditation, stay busy, because your life obviously has your inner world and your outer world. And if you're busy on the outside and you have lots of things to do that you like to do and keep yourself busy, then you don't notice these things as much. So the bottom line is if you can't change your thoughts in the moment, and you're just looking at them going, this is freaking me out. Just get busy. So, you're either solving the issue by going deeper, relaxing, letting go, or you're staying busy and basically distracting yourself until you can give it proper attention. One of the things that is most annoying to people is when they're looking at a problem and are neither accepting the problem, the challenge, or doing something about it. So you want to be either actively changing something or accepting it and just getting on with something else. Not in the middle where you're not accepting it and you're just in there going, oh, I don't like this thing, but I'm not changing it. So either go deeper in meditation and change it, or distract yourself and do something else, do something useful and come back to it. As you do that, you'll get more used to it. And over time, you'll start becoming more accustomed to this different way of being that you've now developed. You'll come to be at peace with yourself, and these things won't have the same kind of worry that they have right now because you get more used to them. In fact, the gap between when you ask this question and listening to it now, and if you listen to it again in say a couple of months, the same thing, you already will have adapted and learned things. So there's always process of change happening, and you're going to need to learn the fact that when you evolve, weird things happen, and weird things will continue to happen. I've been doing this for a long time now, and consistently strange things are going on. So I've come to just take it with a pinch of salt. I remember my hearing went bad recently. I had a virus, I couldn't hear properly, and it was like, whoa, this is quite a weird thing. Then it cleared up. And strange stuff, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, all weird things are going to happen to you. But you can take it with a sense of ease and grace and know that key things ultimately keep getting better and better. But the way that they happen is often unpleasant in the moment, temporarily, and unpredictable and illogical. There's not a systematic, nice step-by-step formula. Things go in a very roundabout, weird way. And we need to kind of embrace that reality so that we don't get too upset when these things happen. So I think you're doing great, Sarah. I'm happy you asked this question, and I hope that clarified it. And just know that you're a superhero, so you can handle it, you can take it, and you're going to help other people because they're going to go through these things as well, and you'll help them as well. So I hope this helps. Sending you lots of love. Aloha.